Hello, hello, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Gym Ramble. Today's going to be an updated episode on a podcast that I made in June called Dialing It In. As you can see, the title of this is I Dialed It In. And so we're going to be breaking that down and some of the takeaways that I have for you when it comes to making a lifestyle change and dealing with the ebbs and flows that come with motivation, that come with different seasons of life, and things that we're all going to go through, because fitness is a spectrum and not an on-off switch. That is something that I will preach until the day I die, because the minute that you stop viewing your fitness journey as an on-off switch is when you truly step out of the all-or-nothing mindset, and it's the moment where you live in the gray area and you suddenly release the expectation to be perfect all of the time. Because even if you have a coach, even if you have protocols, even if you track macros, even if you go to the gym, you know, what, four times a week, you are not going to be able to do everything perfectly, optimally, 100% of the time for however long you live. Okay. So this is why it's so important to focus on habits, to focus on understanding the why, to focus on education, and to focus on when you are in your routine, when you are hitting your protocols, you're eating foods that you enjoy, you're developing habits surrounding training in a way that you enjoy, and you're picking up groceries that you enjoy, and you're living a lifestyle that truly enhances your life, okay, and adds to your life, because it is so much easier to maintain elements of that than it is to only focus on fitness when the goal is to lose as much weight as possible and you're focused on cutting out all these food sources and you're focused on doing all this cardio and all that jazz. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We are going to give an update to my Dialing It In episode. But before I get into that more, because I already went on a tangent and we're 2 minutes in, I did want to say in the description of the podcast, there is a free workshop. It's a 22-minute video all about how to change your body composition. So this is the framework that we use with our clients. Of course, it's very high level, everybody's different, but it's step-by-step how to get started today, okay? So if you feel like you're doing everything right with eating healthy and working out, maybe you listen to my podcast that kind of talks about stepping out of the all or nothing mindset and making a lifestyle change for yourself. This video is gonna be more tactical. And it's going to be, like I said, step by step, making sure that you're coming out of it, knowing exactly what you need to do to get an ROI on your efforts. Because the quickest way to burning out is feeling like you're doing everything right and you're not seeing changes, or you're gaining and losing the same 10, 20, 30 pounds. Okay. So let's have your actions match your goals and match the ROI that you're getting. All right. So that is in the description. And let's get back to this topic here. So in the June episode that I posted called Dialing It In, I was just kind of talking about how I felt like I was going through the motions a little bit too much with my fitness journey. I felt like for a few months prior to that, I had kind of just been, you know, tracking on and off, you know, still going to the gym, still putting in the work here or there, but I didn't really have a concrete goal. And honestly, a lot of my day was focused elsewhere. It was focused on business and kind of the pivots there. It was focused on a lot of travel. There were a lot of weddings that I went to at the beginning of last year. Summer in San Diego, getting ready to move. Like, there was just a lot of different elements. And while I still was relying on a lot of my habits, because this is a lifestyle change for me, and I was just kind of living in the gray area, it did kind of become a point where I was like, okay, I want to have a more concrete goal again. I'm ready for that. I know I feel my best when that is taking more of a priority in my life. So that's exactly what I did. And my body image was not great. It was not great during that time. I felt like I had gained some body fat. I felt like my, you know, it wasn't my best. And I don't think happiness comes from looking a certain way, but for me, it just comes down to, am I prioritizing myself the way I know that I could? And to me, that answer was no. And so the best way to build confidence is making and keeping promises to yourself. And that's exactly what I did. And I'm sharing this with you because I need you to know that we all go through phases of feeling like, okay, I kind of took a few more steps back from maybe my habits and my fitness goals than I than I thought that I was, right? Like, you kind of just come to terms with the fact, like, okay, this was kind of put on the back burner for a little bit too long. And now we're going to reignite that love and that passion and that motivation to have a structured goal again. And we're not going to do that by living in the extremes. And that is the biggest takeaway, because a lifestyle change does not mean you're going to be perfect with everything all of the time. But it does mean that when you want to have a concrete goal again, when you are wanting to go through a growing phase, when you are wanting to set yourself up to go through a cutting phase, when you're doing those things, it's met with the knowledge and the ability to still have your long-term goals in mind, okay? So this is not me waking up, making a podcast episode called Dialing It In, and then suddenly slashing calories and adding in a bunch of cardio. I still followed the three-step approach that we tell our clients about, okay? I still follow that to this day because it works. So the three-step approach is awareness, consistency, and strategy. So what I did is I became aware of my habits. I started tracking everything that I was eating. I started becoming super aware of how I was training, and I started tracking my lifts more diligently. I started being very critical of when I went to bed and making sure I went to bed and I woke up and I got 8 hours of sleep. I started pre-planning my meals. I started being more cognizant of my food prep and how I planned for the day, right? None of this stuff, we're not even touching macro targets yet. We're not even touching, what was my macro split or something like that? Or, I did something crazy with cardio. No, we're simply becoming aware. And I just turned up a few notches of like, okay, let's make sure that I'm planning for success. Let's make sure that I'm getting closer to giving my 100%. And something that I did end up doing is hiring a coach, which I just re-signed for another year. So we're really in this. But I love having a coach, especially as a coach myself, because I already know how to track macros. I already go to the gym regularly. I don't need a coach to tell me to do those things. But no matter who you are, it's always beneficial to have an objective set of eyes on your progress. And honestly, just having somebody tell you what to do. I don't have to think about it, right? It's kind of like outsourcing my nutrition and training. That's how I view it, right? Like if you were to outsource something in your business or in your home, it's kind of the same idea, right? And there's always going to be an element of emotion when you're looking at your protocols and when you're looking at your check-in, excuse me. And I'm my own worst critic. I don't know about you, but I'm my own worst critic. And even though I know better than kind of to live in the all or nothing mindset when it comes to fitness, I definitely know better at this point, it still is difficult sometimes to know, like, hey, I have more in the tank. Like I could start a cut now, or hey, I could do more of this, or so on and so forth. So it has been beneficial to have an objective set of eyes so that I don't have to worry about that, quite frankly. And I can focus more on the other elements of my life that are taking up a lot of my time that I do have to focus on. And I can just put all my energy into that, which has been so wonderful. So in terms of what we ended up doing since June, we got consistent. I hired her in July, and then we did a little bit of a reverse up to about 2,300 calories a day. And then we started a cut. We had a couple diet breaks in there, and it was a good time. It was fun. The lowest I got in my cut, I was like 15 pounds down, which it was definitely a slow cut, but it was throughout the holidays and I kind of knew that it was going to be slower. And I was ready for that. And again, we had two diet breaks in there and stuff like that, but it was definitely testing me in the right ways. I definitely feel like I got what I wanted out of it. And it definitely made me a more efficient and effective person. When you are forced, I don't want to say forced, like she forced me to do anything. She didn't, right? But I signed up for this and I was going to execute the best of my abilities. So when I have protocols that tell me, hey, you have to do 40 minutes of cardio, your training sessions are going to be longer, you have to make sure that you get this amount of sleep, right? Because especially if you're at the end of your cut, your energy levels are going to be very highly volatile if you get less sleep one day, right? So it was really important for me to get sleep, to track my macros, to make sure that I had my food prepped, make sure that I was eating my meals, make sure that I was going to the gym at a time that I would be energized at, right? Set aside a good amount of time for cardio. 40 minutes is a lot. And then I had 10,000 steps a day during my cut that I had to get. So that's just a lot of time in the day. And again, everybody's different. So I don't want you to think, oh, I don't have time for that. I can never do a cut. Absolutely not. Right. This was a conversation that I had with my coach. We collaborated on this. We broke down my day. We figured out that this was going to be the best thing for me and that I could do it. I was up for the task when it got to that point during the cut. But what it forced me to do was not turn to putting myself on the back burner. Okay. Because I know if I didn't have her and I didn't have this goal of like finishing out this cut, it's very easy for me to do things like putting off my steps for the sake of work or putting myself or my goals or something like that, just like procrastinating them in the day for the sake of work, because I love my work. I love what I do and it makes me very fulfilled. And I feel like I'm helping people. Right. And I am helping people, but that's kind of, it gives me a lot of joy, the same way that prioritizing myself and you know, getting in my steps and hitting new goals and stuff like that brings me joy. So I feel like sometimes the line is blurred of like where I prioritize my time. And in doing this cut, it really showed me, oh, wow, I can be efficient and effective with my time at work if I really make that a goal. And I can take breaks to get walks, and I can use my walking pad, and I can set aside time to go to the gym and figure out how that works into my day and into my life. And that's just something that I'm constantly leveling up with, is how I manage my time and how I prioritize myself. And this is a breakthrough that I see with a lot of our clients, is they really understand how to prioritize themselves and how to draw boundaries. And we all know that, yeah, it's great to look a certain way and it's great to reach your physical goals, but the mindset shifts that come with building confidence in your abilities and really the confidence of setting boundaries, keeping promises to yourself, and auditing your time and how you're spending it, it really allows you to level up your environment and level up how you spend your time, which I know I'm saying a lot, but that was the biggest breakthrough for me. And that's why I'm really glad that I went through this cut and that it was, you know, difficult towards the end. I'm very grateful for that. And we're reversing now, so I have more food in my system and stuff like that. But a lot of what I implemented in the cut to kind of help me keep me on track and to help me hitting my protocols, I still utilize to this day. And I think it's continuing to make me just a better, well-rounded person, because yeah, I don't have to spend as much time now going to the gym doing cardio, but I'm still able to really plan out my day and make sure that I'm making time for the things that are important to me and making sure that I'm using my time and my energy wisely and making sure that I'm still filling up my own cup, right? Because again, you're not going to be doing all of these things forever. Right? Nobody even needs a coach forever, but you're learning these fundamental principles of how to audit your time, of how to spend your energy, of how to put yourself first, really what pre-planning for your goals looks like. And those are the tools that you are going to take with you for months and years to come, no matter what season of life you're in, no matter how fitness plays into your life. Those are the tools and the lessons that you're going to learn that are going to carry you through and change how you view your goals and how you view your time and your energy. And so I want to do this quick little exercise with you guys. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on another podcast episode. I know we did this for a client team Zoom, but this is something that I think is just really important when it comes to the harmony with all of your different priorities in your life, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to make a pie chart, and each slice, the total slices have to equal 100%. Each slice is going to represent a component of your life. So maybe one of them is your fitness goals, and another one is work, and another one is your relationship, and another one is friends, and another one is family, and another one is, I don't know, volleyball, if you play volleyball on the side or something like that. Another one is downtime. Another one is, I don't even know, right? Whatever you have going on in your life, I want you to make sections of what is going on in your life. And this is ideal. So this is ideally, how much do you want to give to your nutrition and training, right? So maybe you are, you're really focused on, hey, I need to lose this weight. Like, this is going to be something that I know is going to be unbalanced, quote unquote, for a little bit, because I'm really going to be focusing on this. And that for me was in June, right? Even though I'm not a beginner, I've been doing this for a while. If I were to make this pie chart and do this exercise in June, my nutrition and training and focusing on my goals of dialing it in, that would have been a bigger slice of the pie. Okay, so this is ideal. So this is ideally, how much do you want to give to work? How much do you want to give to your fitness goals? How much do you want to give to downtime, TV, relationships? And of course, in an ideal world, you're probably like, I hate my job. Work is 0%. But let's be a little bit on the realistic side. This is like realistic slash ideal, what you want. And then I want you to make a separate pie chart. And I want you to have the same sections, but I want you to indicate what your life looks like now. So maybe in an ideal world, you want health and fitness to be 45% or 40% or whatever. In where you're at now, pie chart, maybe it's only 10. And you're like, wow, okay, I got some work to do. But what you're gonna learn during creating this exercise is the whole pie chart is not health and fitness. And if you wanna make a section bigger, you gotta delete another part of the section, or you have to decrease the percentage from another one. So you are visually looking at, okay, here's the difference from my ideal pie chart versus where I'm at now. How can I get more to the ideal pie chart, right? How can I get to where I'm decreasing the slices that I want, and I'm decreasing the slices that I don't want as much, right? Increasing the slices that I want, decreasing the ones that I don't. How can I get more to this ideal pie chart? And it's also a reminder that that is what your ideal harmony looks like. And you have to look at it and realize that the pie chart is not 100% nutrition and training. So if you have the tendency to go towards the all or nothing mindset, you need to know that that is not in alignment with your pie chart. Okay. If your health and fitness journey is taking up 40%, that means you need to every single day dedicate 60% to other things. And that's okay. But when it's time to focus on your nutrition and training, it's time. And you need to go in 100% when it's time to do that. When it's time to show up to the gym, when it's time to pre-plan your meals, when it's time to hit your macros, when it's time to do those things that you need to do. Yeah, it's not going to take up your entire life. I don't want you to be food focused and stuff like that. But checking the boxes so that you feel good, so that you can turn your attention to the other X percentage of the pie chart, that is what I want you to focus on. And that also means that sometimes you're not going to be perfect with your nutrition, your macros, your training, especially when you're looking at it in terms of years and not days. You're not going to be perfect, and that's okay, right? So back in June, when I made that dialing in an episode, that would have been me looking at my pie chart, how it was now versus how I wanted it to be ideally, and say, absolutely not. I'm not anywhere near my ideal pie chart. Nutrition and training needs to take up a bigger section. Focusing on myself needs to take up a bigger section, right? Drawing more boundaries, bigger section. Stuff like that needs to be taking up more of my pie chart. And so that's how I'm constantly checking in with myself to think about, okay, do I need to be focusing on myself and my goals a little bit more? Do I need to be kind of, you know, focusing more on family or focusing more on friends or focusing more on this? It doesn't always have to be about more or less health and fitness, but that's, you know, what we're talking about in this episode. But I think that that's really what I want you to look at with yourself, and understanding that you're always going to be somewhere on the spectrum when it comes to health and fitness. And that is okay. And that is expected. All right. I want to plug another one of my podcast episodes after you listen to this one. It's called Discipline Leads to Freedom. And it really breaks down how at the beginning of your fitness journey, things are going to be seemingly unbalanced, because you're going to be focusing a lot more on, okay, how do I build these habits? How do I show up for myself in these ways? And then over time, your habits are going to become more seamless. And that's exactly why when I chose to dial it in back in June, when I had that conversation with myself and with you guys, I was able to kind of do it a little bit more effortlessly, right? Than it was back in 2015, 16 for me. And that's just because I've been around the block, because I understand these habits and these skills. So show yourself some grace, absolutely. But no matter where you're at, you have what it takes to dial it in, and you have what it takes to get to your, you know, ideal pie chart. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing, and it doesn't have to look like extremes, but you can get to where you want to be. All right. So that is what I have for you guys. I know we didn't talk about specifics when it came to my cut or anything like that. That's not what I want this to be about, because of course what works for me is not going to work for you. Right now, I am still feeling very excited about tracking and training and all of that stuff. My goals are to, you know, reverse back up. I am having more flexibility, but mainly just focusing on training. I'm excited to get stronger. I'm excited to build, and let's have a fabulous next few months. It seems like I'm always cutting in like the fall and the winter, and then summer comes and I'm like, yay, time to build. But hey, you know what? It's the name of the game. So I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited as well. And if you're feeling like you want to dial it in for summer, leading up to summer or something like that, I promise you, you're going to have a much better experience if you focus on doing the things that I talked about and having that mindset shift, rather than focusing on the all or nothing and focusing on, okay, time to change up all these things all of a sudden for my goals. And how do I lose as much body fat as possible and stuff like that? Like, that is going to leave you burnt out, and that is going to leave you just swinging the pendulum in the equal and opposite direction once you're done of gaining all the way back and kind of starting over, right? So that's not what we want. That's not what I'm talking about here. But I do feel like, you know, there's a way to go about it where, yeah, if you have physical goals, that's amazing. I want you to achieve them. But you can go about it in a sustainable way while focusing on the other aspects of your life. So that is what I have for you. I hope you guys found this enjoyable. I know it's a little bit shorter than usual, but I like these 20-minute episodes. I feel like I also rambled a lot more in this one than usual, but I guess that's the name of the podcast. So that's what you signed up for. I appreciate you guys so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll catch you guys next week.